In the summer of 2014, this church graveyard in East London became the dumping ground for gay serial killer Stephen Port. His murder and rape spree lasted over a year before he was finally brought to justice. This is the story of how the police repeatedly let the killer slip through their fingers.
It makes me feel absolutely furious that they would never entertain the idea that Stephen Potts had anything to do with his death.
On the 19th of June 2014, Stephen Port called the emergency services claiming he had discovered a man collapsed outside a block of flats in East London. He was lying. Port had date-raped and murdered a 23-year-old and dumped the body outside his own front door. When the emergency services arrived at Cook Street, they found the body of Anthony Walgate. The police constable who attended the scene believed the death was suspicious and noted there was bruising and blood on the torso. After questioning Port, Barking and Dagenham officers accepted his claim that he had found the body outside his front door when he returned from a night shift.